Hello, everybody. Now, let me just give a few seconds to set up the presentation. I believe that you could see it right now, or am I wrong?
Yes,
Perfect.
we can see
So, great. So, not only you can hear me, but also you can see what I see. So, to start with, we have heard a lot of things about mapping here, but nothing about mapping in terms of cartography. So, I'm gonna speak a few words about cartography and the editing process. So, sharing and disseminating historical maps, historical cartography sources, on the example of Gol-Radzinski topographic map from the early 19th century. Well, actually, there's I will speak about the project, which is actually finished. So there's a website. I put a link also on Google Docs. So if you want, you can just follow it and see the application and so on when I'm talking. The whole thing in cartographic sources editing is to prepare a good representation, good digital representation of a historical map, so that other users can simply use the data coming from the old map. And here's how it may look. So we have the original raster image taken from the archive on the left-hand side, and we have its database digital representation, reusable for general public. Before I start, you just may be curious why the left-hand side raster is half gray and half colored. It's because that my map was burned down during the Second World War, and what we have now are just plain grayscale photocopies. And one of the goals of the project was to reconstruct original colors, so that's why there are like two sides of this map. Okay, when it comes to digital editions of historical maps, we have three, so to say, traditions, or three different ways on how we generally represent artifacts, cultural artifacts. So, first of all, we have this historical approach coming from history or humanities, where we understand edition as the critical representation of a historical document. So a representation might be an artifact, or it might be a procedure. Then we have slightly different understanding in geography, in cartography, where edition is understood as a modernizing historical map. So we modernize it, make it modern. And then we have also third tradition coming from the internet environment, when we put things online so that people can view it, so that people can download it. And we have many examples of historical maps put online, available for general public, like digital libraries or geoportals like Géoportail Français as well. From my perspective, it was crucial to combine those three elements together and prepare such a representation, which could be, on the one hand, a product, and on the other hand, a procedure. So my representation, my digital edition, consists of four elements. The first one are scanned map sheets, so sources, historical maps. Then we have those maps georeferenced and mosaiced, those map sheets, so that you can just see all sheets together. Then there is a spatial database, so the data derived from the old map, and of course the documentation and metadata. So those four points, four components, are mandatory and are connected to each other. To show that how it is connected, you can go to the website, and on the very beginning you will see that you can see the data, you can manipulate the data on four ways. So first of all, you can simply see the application, which is a basic level. You can see the map, you can see the vector layers, you can see the attribute tables, you can see like the digital representation both in raster and vector format. Then you can download map sheets in general in two versions. So pure raw map sheets scanned from the archive, and you can also download sheets which are colored, so reconstructed. after some editing procedures, and also you can download georeference and mosaic, so connected map to be analyzed in the GIS applications. Then you can also download the geodatabase so that all the features from my map are vectorized and attributes stored in the database. If you don't work in the GIS, you can at least work with the tabular index of names, which also will do. Full documentation, as I said, documentation and metadata are mandatory. For now, it's in Polish only, but it's a full documentation, so no need to translate, maybe. And OGC services, so that you can use it, the data, you can use it in other application, a web application or standalone application. To sum up and to finish, I've thought about three takeaway messages, or so to say, questions. First of all, about the data, considering cartographic sources, if we speak about the data like map image, is it the data or map content is it the data? This is somewhat important because cartographers may understand it differently than historians, actually. The second thing is, I called it a fairy tale about cartographic standards, because on the one hand we have the FAIR principles, and on the other hand we have a bunch of standards in cartographic sources, or in general in cartography data dissemination. And the third thing is common domain conceptualization, because I started from the statement that we have at least three traditions, three backgrounds in editing, and it's that fact that historians understand editing differently than geographers, and maybe differently than librarians. So we have to establish common language at the very beginning before we start such work. So collaboration here is somehow mandatory. Yes, thank you very much for flash presentation. I'm ready for questions, either here or Google Sheets.